But he talked about their unmatched work ethic, how they had a desire for a better life for their children. He said they carried with them what the artist's sense of hospitality, the love of music, and of course their Catholic faith. And I want to use those points to talk about my father, to talk about his faith and his family. Before I do so, many of you know him. He was a parishioner here at St. Teresa's at the first Eisenhower administration, so he's been here a while. I'll just give you a brief timeline of his life. Ireland and April celebrated its centenary birthday, and my father was born 4 years after that. The seventh of nine children to James and Patrick. Early farmers, they lived very close to the River Shannon. He had a very happy childhood, and I think a lot like South Buffalo, the ties he made in childhood remain with you. We felt the love and support of all of our friends and neighbors over the last couple of days. My father went to school in eighth grade. So back in those days, eighth grade was a senior year. So you had to join the workforce. So he worked on his parents' farm. He didn't know my mother growing up. They're from the same area, but they attended different schools, and they were 5 years different in age. My dad's 5 years older. But he knew Jim O'Neill, BD Jim, who was a near neighbor, and also a first cousin of my father. And examples of ties of mine, Jim O'Neill was the best man at his wedding. So, of County Clare, David King, came over and convinced him to go over there to center and do some air skating, and that kind of got him going again, and he picked up the accordion. He was Thank you. came home, my father always spent 10 or 15 minutes talking with him. And Wolfie was the child that interrupted that conversation. After Kevin is Ed, and Ed is a high school classmate of Father Cunningham, and he's known Father Cunningham for quite a long time. Ed is the staff you could rely on in old age. Ed came by every week on Wednesday or Sunday. On Wednesday, he'd come and he'd help my father do the banking and the health insurance and all the other things that my father really wasn't that good at, and he came to rely on Ed more and more for all of those things. And on Sunday, Ed invariably took him out for dinner. So they, my father, as he got older, he really relished the walk that he could rely on Ed for all of those things, those important things in life. After Ed and Tom, my father had 8 kids and college graduates, he considered Tom the smartest. An example of that is my father was taking the steps at phase, Tom steps at phase, and he couldn't figure out how high the riser should be. And Tom walked into the kitchen, and by the time he had walked out of the kitchen, he had given my father the answer that he'd been puzzling over for about half an hour. So if you know how big Tom is and how small our kitchen is, that's after Tom was called, his lovely wife Patty, we're here today with Timmy and Patrick and Mary Kate. Timmy's in medical school. Patrick's in college, and Mary Kate will be in 7th grade. Father Michael talked about that iron sense of hospitality, and that my father loved to go to your house. All of his milestone birthdays were at your house. All of the holidays were at your house. He loved going there. He loved meeting with the Reedys, and he loved coming home with a lot of the food that you guys gave. After Paul came Marie. And after Marie is his Matt, and loved to work Marie. They're here with Neil. Neil's a 4th grade teacher, and Richard is a 10th of our college students. To me, Matt is most like my father. And one of the things from our childhood that I remember was we were playing in the park across the street, and my father came out in a white t-shirt, he's from the Henry Anderson Mason, and called us home. And I walked him back with Matt, and I said, "Why is he calling us home? It's so late out." And Matt said, "He's calling us home because he loves us." I didn't understand that. At 10 years old, Matt knew what it was to be with mom. And then there's, after Matt and me, I work with people from other cultures. And I would often talk about my dad. And, you know, they have great respect and reverence for him. But, you know, I saw him take care of my father in his 90s. And they really revere older people. They're almost as precious as babies to a lot of these people. So they thought well of me because of that. But really, I didn't have to take that much care of my father. This time last year, he was still driving his truck. He did all his cooking, did his laundry. You know, there really wasn't much I had to do for him. And my father had a special bond with his daughter, his oldest son, and his youngest son. James is here today with his wife, Nancy, and their 2 children, Peggy and John. James, my father always had a soft spot in his heart for James. He always was smiling. James did smile, and when they come up here and they play 31, you know, James and Nancy play cards with my dad. He loved that, and he I gave him something the other day, last week, and I had to say it's from mom, because if it wasn't, he would have taken it. Thank you. Thank you.